Hello, I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Orchardales, bringing you loads more good stuff over the airwaves, or the cyberwaves, I suppose you'd call them. You might remember I left you in suspension at the end of the last show because I divided it into half. It would have been a 3.5-hour show. So this is stage two of my Desert Island discs, and I finished with a track from Mike McGoldrick and Desi Donnelly from their album Dog in the Fog, The Humours of Carrigar Holt and The Lady's Cup of Tea. And the reason I played that is because my involvement with Irish music in the North and in Manchester in particular took me to pubs like the Clarence, the Alberts, the Salutation and the Juicy and the Peveril of the Peak, playing with musicians of, well, older than me in some cases, because I was still a fairly young shaver in those days. But growing up was a generation of young musicians that included Mike McGoldrick and Desi Donnelly, who were about, I suppose, 10 or 11 when I first heard them play. And it was just obvious that what we were looking at was something absolutely world class. And of course, since those days, they've gone on to many, many things. Desi made a mighty album called Familiar Footsteps, which I think is one of the classics of Irish traditional music. And also he's worked with bands like Stockton's Wing, the Sharon Shannon Band, and Toss the Feathers. And Mike McGoldrick has worked with Capa Cayley and is now on tour, I think starting on tour at the end of this month, with Mark Knopfler. I think it's this month. Sometime soon, anyway. And Mike also works with a band I'm going to play you now called McCusker, McGoldrick and Doyle, on McGoldrick, McCusker and Doyle, whichever where you want them. John McCusker, Mike McGoldrick and John Doyle. They're an absolute amazing band. If you've never seen them live, you must go and see them. I'll tell you about their next tour after this track I'm going to play you now, which is from their album McCusker, McGoldrick and Doyle Live, and it's a set called Edinburgh Rock. Thank you. Mike McGoldrick, John McCusker and John Doyle there from the album McGoldrick, McCusker, Doyle Live, and the track was called Edinburgh Rock. Well, the chaps start their tour on the 16th of February at the Eden Court Theatre up in Inverness, then they go to Aberdeen at the Universal Hall, a few more gigs in Scotland, and then down to Sheffield, the Greystones there, and then down to Hammersmith Irish Centre with gigs in between. Loads of gigs. I think there's about 3, 6, 10, about 14 gigs in the UK, and then they go across to Germany and Switzerland. I actually fancied going and seeing them in Switzerland because I could have stacked up on some Toblerone, which is the only chocolate you can use as a wedge to stop your car rolling away. Handy, that, isn't it? The Swiss think of everything, you know. It's like their Swiss army knives. They're good and all. Now, one of the things about being on the road, when I was on the road as a folkie in the late 60s, early 70s to mid 70s, was the fact that you didn't get to stay in hotels. The people who ran folk clubs or their friends would very often offer you accommodation and would put you up. If you were very lucky, you might be playing in a big hotel where the folk club was, and sometimes the hotel would put you up. But more often than not, you'd get invited back to somebody's house for the night. So you'd go back there, maybe play a few tunes or sit up, have a few beers, chewing the fat, talking till the early hours of the morning. And you'd usually, or very often, wake up bleary-eyed, lying on the sofa. And as you open one eye, I would very often see, coming towards me, a toddler with a jam-covered face and a dummy in its mouth, which he was sucking very noisily. And its mum's head would be round the door going, "Patrick, come back here, Patrick," or whatever the child was called. And it was usually quite obvious that the child had a full nappy and was making its way towards you very smellily. And he would take the dummy out and smear it over your face, not in an unfriendly fashion, but because it was trying to share its dummy with you. That happened to me over and over and over again. Sometimes you'd stay with people who didn't have children, and that was always a little bit of a relief because you didn't wake up with your head covered in jam. And one of the people who put me up on the road was June Tabor. I think it was when she was at Cambridge. Anyway, I ended up staying with... No, it was London. That's right. Anyway, June very kindly lent me her settee to sleep on. And I remember in the early days of the folk clubs being just utterly entranced with June's singing, the way she connected with the songs, the way she lived the songs. And she's gone, I think, over the years to be even more in tune with the music and the song. And I'm going to play you a track now called The Old Beggar Man. It was recorded originally by Peter Kennedy and Sean O'Boyle, collecting songs in Northern Ireland in July in 1952. And they were in County Fermanagh in a place called Tempo. And they came across Maggie Murphy and her niece, Sarah Chambers, who sang this song, which they learned from their parents and grandparents. And I think June does a wonderful, wonderful version of this beautiful song. And Andy Cutting's box playing on it is something else entirely. This is The Old Beggar Man.
As I was a-linking o'er the lee, finest wheel that ever I did see, looking for his charity, would you lodge a lane, poor man? Oh, the night being wet and it being cold, she took pity on the poor old soul. She took pity on the poor old soul, and she bade him to sit down with the turner and Antony, right to her father do it he. Turner and her and me, and a turner and Ido, sat him down in the chimbley nook. The bonny young daughter gave him the look. He's thrown his bags behind the crook, and merrily he did say, oh, he grew canty and she was fain, but little did the old mother ken just what the two of them were saying as they sat say thrang, where the turner and Antony followed you a deal. As they sat say thrang, oh, if I was as black as I am white, like the snow on yon fell dyke, I'd dress myself so beggar-like, and away with you I'd gang.
lassie, lassie, you're far too young, and you haven't got the lilt of the bag and tongue. Haven't got the lilt of the bag and tongue, so with me you cannot gang. But the turn-er and Antonia, for the doody, turn-er and her and me, with me you cannot gang. I burden my back and I'll bend my knee, set a black patch on my knee. And for a beggar they'll take me, and away with you I'll gang. Where the turn-er and Antonia, oh turn-er and her and me, and away with you I'll gang. For all that the doors were locked quite tight, the old woman rose in the middle of the night. The old woman rose in the middle of the night, but to find the old man gone. Oh, she's run to the cupboard, likewise to the chest, all things there and nothing missed. Clapping her hands and the dear be blessed, wasn't he an honest old man? With a turn-er and Antony, Father Doody, wasn't he an honest old man? Oh, the breakfast was ready and the table laid. The old woman went for to waken the maid. The bed was there, but the maid was gone, away with the lame poor man. And a turn-er and Antony, Father Doody, turn-er and her and me, away with the lame poor man. Now 7 years have passed and gone, this old beggar come back again, looking for his charity, would you lodge a lame poor man? Oh, I never lodged any but the one, with him my one daughter began. And I choose you to be the very one, and I'll have you to be gone, with a turn-er and Antony, turn-er and her and me. I'll have you to be gone. If your one daughter you want to see, she has two bellies on her knee. She has two bellies on her knee, and a third one coming round. Yonder she sits, yonder she stands, the fairest lady in all Scotland. She has servants at her command, since she went with the lame poor man. And a turn-er and Antony, Father Doody, Antony, since she went with the lame poor man. And a turn-er and Antony, right, turn-er, Father Doody, turn-er and her and me, turn-er and I go.
Wonderful, wonderful. June Tabor from her album Apples with the Old Beggarman. Great stuff. Many of you will know and don't need reminding that for a period, June sang with Maddie Pryor in the duo Silly Sisters, made two fantastic albums, and also did quite a few tours. And Maddie is another of my favourite singers and carriers of traditional music in particular. I've always loved her singing. I remember me and Christy Moore, Christy was staying with us, and he had a night off, and Christy said, there's a new band called Steel Eye Span, and it's got Tim Hart and Maddie Pryor in it and Martin Carthy. We should go and see them. They're on at Salford University. So we'd got our name on the door, and it was their very first, I believe, their very first live gig. And we piled on, me and Christy in my car. We went down there and stood in the audience with all the students. I'll never forget, and I don't think Christy will either, that opening number, which was the female drummer. And we turned to each other and we just said, wow, this really is moving the music into another dimension completely and doing it nothing but good. It was absolutely knockout. So this is Steel Eye Span with the female drummer. We'll be right back. Weathered the storm nicely. It sounds as good as it did on that first night, in Friday night, I think it was, in Salford University all those years ago. Steel Eye Span from the Essential Guide to Folk CD 2 with the female drummer. Dave Brady was an old mate of mine who only had one arm. He'd lost the other one in a motorbike accident, and he was a man about whom so many legends arose. And I think, actually, most of them are true. Apparently, one concerns the missing arm, because it seems that when he was in hospital and he came round and he discovered that he, as a result of his motorbike crash, had lost his arm, he said to the doctor, "Well, what have you done with it?" And the doctor said, "Well, nothing, but we'll probably burn it." He said, "You bloody well won't. I'm going to bury it." So he got his arm, and apparently he buried it, according to legend, at the place on the road where he'd come off his bike. That was what Dave was like. But he was the strongest man with one arm. He was the strongest man still that I've ever come across. Now, I'll never forget when I was building a wall in Yorkshire, and I got these slabs of Yorkshire stone that weighed nearly 200 weight each. They were huge slabs off the top of walls, mills and things. And he just picked one up in his existing arm and just sort of jockeyed it across and dropped it in position where it was supposed to go. And I'll never forget also him dressing as a woman. Wait for it. He dressed as a woman to join on the ladies' side of the tug of war at Whitby Folk Festival when it was the men versus the lasses. And because it was lasses, we condescendingly allowed them to have more on their number. And we didn't see Brady sneaking in just behind Ray Fisher. And we got dragged across the line four times by the big cross-dresser at the end, acting as not just the anchor, but the engine of the entire thing. But that was Dave. He was a good time Charlie. He founded a band with his wife, Heather, and Jim Boys called Swan Arcade, who I think were just one of the finest harmony groups ever. I always ask Dave, was it down to Methodism, as I did with Coop Boys and Simpson as well? You know, in Yorkshire, there was lots of Methodist chapels that people went to, and they sang harmonies. And Dave said, yeah, he thought it was that, you know, coming from that kind of background, that that's perhaps why it all happened. They had a great choice of material, everything from wonderful versions of traditional songs to songs that Dave just seemed to pick up and work with and make fantastic versions of. This is one such. This is the Sting song, The Black Seam, and it's from Swan Arcade's album, Round Again.
This place has changed for good. Your economic theory said it would. It's hard for us to understand. We can't give up our jobs the way we should. Our blood has stained the coal. We tunnel deep inside the nation's soul. We matter more than pounds and pence. Your economic theory makes no sense. One day in a nuclear age, they may understand our rage. Build machines that they can't control and bury the waste in a great big hole. Power to become cheap and clean. Grimy faces were never seen, but deadly for 12,000 years is carbon 14. We work the black seam together. The seam lies underground. 3 million years of pressure packed it down. We walk through ancient forest lands and light a thousand cities with our hands. Your dark satanic mills have made redundant all our mining skills. You can't exchange a 6-inch band for all the poison streams in Cumberland. One day in a nuclear age, they may understand our rage. Build machines that they can't control and bury the waste in a great big hole. Power to become cheap and clean. Grimy faces were never seen, but deadly for 12,000 years is carbon 14. We work the black seam together. And should our children weep, this turning world will sing their souls to sleep. When you've been sunk without a trace, the universe will suck me into place. One day in a nuclear age, they may understand our rage. Build machines that they can't control and bury the waste in a great big hole. Power to become cheap and clean. Grimy faces were never seen, but deadly for 12,000 years is carbon 14. We work the black seam together.
Chilling and powerful. Black Seam from Swan Arcade's album Round Again. Jim Boyes, who was part of Swan Arcade and later on and more recently Coop, Boyes and Simpson, of course we lost that lovely man, Barry Coop, a few months back, tragically, far too young. But Jim's been singing for many, many years, and I first came across him at the Bradshaw Tavern, Halifax. Well, it's actually on the moors above Halifax. Think of Wuthering Heights with hand pumps and Kathy behind the bar, and you'll get some idea. Well, Jim was one of the residents there, and they booked me to sing and play there occasionally. And one night I was booked alongside Roy and Val Bailey, and it was the first time I'd ever come across them. And I just fell in love immediately with their music and the two of them, and got to know both of them and to love them both over the years. Roy was a gentleman and a fierce fighter for the rights of the common people, a master of his craft and a man with rock-solid integrity. And I still miss him. This is a song about prejudice and a song about people being allowed to love who they want to love and who they fall in love with. This is The Curtains of Old Joe's House, Roy Bailey.
My daddy made his living in the little southern town, and after school was over, I would help him with his rounds. He'd sit there in his pickup truck while I wore out my shoes, but he always walked beside me when I went up to old Joe's. Like all the other kids in town, I had never seen his face, though I used to leave his groceries at the back door of his place. And I knew somebody lived there, 'cause in the morning they'd be gone, but the curtains of old Joe's house were always tightly drawn. They say that in his younger days he'd loved another man. When that small town started talking, his friend died by his own hands. There was whispering amongst the women, hard talk amongst the men, but the curtains of old Joe's house were never pulled again. Tell you where this happened, but I think you ought to know that right there where you're living, there are people like old Joe. For each of us has secrets that we keep on the backroom shelves, keep them hidden from our neighbours and often from ourselves. But everybody's got the right to be the way they are. If you're not hurting someone else, then you've not gone too far. So before you start to criticise the lives that others lead, take a good look in the mirror and be sure of what you see. They say that in his younger days he'd loved another man, and what went on between them no one there could understand. There was whispering amongst the women, hard talk amongst the men, but the curtains of old Joe's house were never pulled again.
The Cy Khan song, The Curtains of Old Joe's House, Roy Bailey from his album Past Masters. And I believe there's a 4-CD box set just coming out. Mrs. Casey's Music, I think, have produced it, of Past Masters of all Roy's material. Well worth getting your grubby little mitts on. I'm going to try and get a copy myself if I can. Now, occasionally I would venture up into that far-off country of Geordie land. Let me just tell you something. Geordies are not English. They are not Scots. They are Geordies. They're closer to Vikings than anything else. I mean, the language, for a start, is more like something you'd hear in Oslo or Copenhagen rather than in Westminster. They are a race or a tribe apart. and I had the privilege of going up there on many an occasion to work the clubs with trepidation, because I very often find myself the subject or the butt of various jokes and japes, because they're always up for a bit of crack, like, you know. And Hedgehog Pie, that great amorphous band that on one occasion featured, I think, 14 people, were amongst the ringleaders of the Geordie scene. I was running a folk club in Middleton, Manchester, for a brief while in the old Irish club at the bottom end of Wood Street in Middleton, and I booked Hedgehog Pie as a five-piece band when I saw them in the Cricketers' Arms in Hebburn in Newcastle. I thought they were wonderful. They were funny. They were great musicians. And they just enjoyed themselves so much on stage. I thought, just the job for the folk club in Middleton on a Sunday night. So I booked them. And what turned up was a van, a massive big van. And the doors opened. And some of you will remember those things called gonks, which were sort of little beardy, wild-looking creatures about 3 inches high that you could get with your petrol at petrol stations. And this van opened and just these gonks got out. They're all from Newcastle and they all had huge beards and long hair. And half of them were in, I think, Jack the Lad, Lindisfarne, Hedgehog Pie or what. They just came for the ride. And there were 14 of them on stage at one time. I remember Macca telling a joke and he told it very quickly. And it was sort of, well, there's this fella who's going doing the run, like, you know, pitter-patter, clitter-clatter, and gone on and you, what's up with you, man? Well, he comes and he did the punchline, it was like that, and nobody understood him. Nobody. The audience just sat there staring at him. He said, aye, please yourself. Walked off. Phil Murray was on stage that night, and Phil played an acoustic bass guitar. Nobody but nobody had ever played an acoustic bass guitar until Phil Murray brought his on stage with Hedgehog Pie and the Doonans. He bought it, I believe, off a one-eyed Lascar sailor who'd landed in Newcastle from Karachi, been working as a stoker on a steamship. Yeah, she'd left her husband and stowed away, apparently. Anyway, he bought the acoustic bass off her and it became the driving machine. It became an amazing instrument of both rhythm and music in all the bands he played in, and still does play in, including the Doonan family band. Big John is no longer with us, the father of the family, but the Doonan family are still carrying on. And from their album Fenwick's Window, this is a fantastic version of the Belfast Hornpipe, followed by Susie Cooper. And if you listen to this, you'll hear the wonderful playing of Phil Murray on bass. Thank you. Belfast Hornpipe and Susie Cooper, A Reel, from the Doonan Family Band's album Phoenix Window, and I think it's still available. I managed to get a hold of it anyway. It's a cracker, so it is. Now, the BBC gave me loads of things to do when I was working for them, including a series of 6 walks in the west of Ireland, which went from Sligo all the way down to Kerry. That was right where we did Carrin Tool, me and Sean O'Sullivan. And one of the places I worked was in the 12 Bends in Connemara, where I now live part of the year. The programme was basically a series in which I walk with interesting people in beautiful areas like the Cliffs of Moher, like the 12 Bends of Connemara, like the McGillicuddy Reeks in County Kerry. And when it came to Connemara, I was walking with Joss Lynham, who was the editor of the Irish Walks Guides and was a great guy, a great walker and a highly intelligent man who was totally and absolutely passionate about walking and about the mountains of Ireland. But at the end of each walk for the series, we'd find some music somewhere and get in a session. And when it came to Connemara, I got in touch with Dolores Keane, who was living in Galway at the time, and I asked her if she could get some musicians together in a pub and we could record it for the Connemara programme. And she said, sure. So I said, I'll just leave it with you then. She said, yeah, just turn up at the Roisin Dubh on the night when you finish and we'll have some music. So we did the walk. We climbed Derry Clare and a beautiful day and the views were fantastic and we came off down through the forestry and made our way back to the car and went to Galway that night. And, well, there in the Roisin Dubh was Ringo McDonough, John Faulkner, Dolores Keane, Alec Finn, Merchin O'Connor, Mary Burgin, and a couple of others I can't remember. Basically, what we got was De Dannan. It was fantastic. A night to remember. I've still got the stereo recording of that night somewhere that I made on my little pocket recorder. Dolores, I am forever in your debt for that night.
I've been too long away from your loving, too long with my back to the wall. I've been to some far away places with nothing to show for it all. I've been to their sights and showcases. I've been through their strong city halls. Men with black suits and no faces, and nothing to show. I've been too long away from this country, too long not heeding your call. Now I'm home like some war-weary soldier with nothing to show. I've taken the jibe and the jester, I've laughed at the joke through it all. He said, get back to the place where you came from, you've got nothing to give after all. I've been too long away from this country, too long not heeding your call. Now I'm home like some water. someone there waiting. Someone who cares after all.
Dolores Cain with Nothing to Show for It All, one of the finest songs ever written about emigration and the lot, if you like, of an emigrant in the host country. Written, of course, by that great songwriter, the late Kieran Halpin. And that's from Dolores' album, The Best of Dolores Cain. Now, one of the joys of working on the folk show, which I later did after I'd sort of come off the road doing the big major comedy tours and things, was the discovery of new artists, new material, and in particular, new young musicians and singers that were coming through, watching the whole Scottish scene erupt in a terrible, terrible analogy, but a volcano of talent, if you know what I mean. Just so much great musicianship, songs, songwriting, just incredible. Also Wales and England, of course, as well. People like Spies and Bowden, who are old-timers now, but at one time were fresh young chaps who hardly shaved their top lips. And in Ireland too, what you saw was the emergence of new bands like Danu, and also slightly later on, in more recent times perhaps, more raw and rootsy bands like Lancome, as they're now called, but were known in the early days as Lynched and changed their name for obvious reasons. And when they first hit the scene, I was completely agog. I love their stuff. And their album, Cold Old Fire, is still one of my favourites ever. And this is their version of a traditional Dublin street song, Salonika.
For every kid in America, and double and there be two.
So right away,
so right away. So right away, Salonika, right away, me soldier boy. For he takes us up to Fino and lays us on the grass. He puts us in the family way and leaves us on our ass. So right away, so right away. So right away, Salonika, right away, me soldier boy. Well, there's Lino in the parlour and in the kitchen too. A glass back chiffonier and me gun from Dickie Glue. So right away, so right away. So right away, Salonika, right away, me soldier boy. Oh, whenever marry a copper, a soldier or a marine, politician or a banker, ladies, keep your conscience clean. So right away, so right away. So right away, Salonika, right away, me soldier boy. Salonika, I wonder if he's dead. I wonder if he knows he has a kid with a poxy head. So right away, so right away. So right away, Salonika, right away, me soldier boy.
That's from the album Cold Old Fire, and the band were originally called Lynched, but are now known, of course, as Lancome. And Salonika, just in case you wonder, featured greatly in the history of the British Army, many of whom were Irishmen, and a lot of whom were Dubliners. Check out the story, it's well worth it. Now, my mentor in many ways, and a man who became and still is a very close friend and a touchstone in my world of folk, is the little ginger terror from Geordieland, Bob Davenport. Bob is a force for good, and a power to be reckoned with of great magnitude. He taught me so much, not just about music, but about doing the stuff in the right way. You know, he once said to me, if it kept an audience in a folk club, if it kept an audience amused, he would have torn a telephone directory up, because he saw the main function of folk music as entertainment, as social stuff. I mean, not cheapening it by that description, but that you didn't go to folk clubs to be educated, solely to be educated. You went there to be entertained. And if stuff happened in the meantime, if you learned about your history, if you learned about the working class, if you learned about life as it had been lived and not as the storybooks told us, then all to the good. But the main function of it was to entertain people. And that's stuck with me ever since. Here's Bob from the album The Red-Haired Lad with The Stone Outside Dan Murphy's Door.
How often my uncle would tell me about the place he was born in and reared, and end up his story by saying, we'll go there next year if we're spared. But the tales I love best from his childhood, though sadly I'll hear them no more, were the times that he had when he was a lad on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore, and the songs that were sung in the days that were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. When the day's work was done, they would meet there in the summer or winter the same. No worries or cares did they have then, and life seemed an innocent game. Dan Murphy would fetch down his fiddle while his daughter looked after the stall. The tunes they would ring, oh, songs they would sing on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore. And the songs that were sung in the days that were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. In memories my uncle would wander to the scenes of his childhood at home, to the friends and relations he met there. 'Twas poverty caused him to roam. Though here in this country he prospered, I know in his heart he felt sore when in memory he flew to the days that he knew on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore. And the songs that were sung in the days that were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore. And the songs that were sung in the days that were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door.
Bob Davenport and the Rakes, The Stone Outside Dan Murphy's Door, from the album The Red-Haired Lad. Now, a lass who loves Bob Davenport and often appears on his albums is Linda Thompson. Some of you might know that she used to work with a bloke called Richard, and she was the voice on such wonderful tracks as I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight, Withered and Died, The Sun Never Shines on the Poor, When I Get to the Border, Georgie on a Spree, and many, many, many more. And Linda came to the BBC once to talk about and play tracks from her then current album that she was just releasing, called Fashionably Late. She hadn't released anything for quite a while, and she'd made this new album, Fashionably Late. And it's a fabulous album, and we recorded the interview. And as we were going out, she said to me, thanks ever so much for playing my stuff. And I turned round and I told her the truth. I said, quote, well, if it was crap, I wouldn't play it. And she said, I'm going to have that on my gravestone. And I hope she never has to use it. This is a great song from the album Versatile Heart. Linda wrote this, and I think it's just wonderful. Whiskey, Bob Copper, and me. Bob Copper, of course, as many of you will know, great source of traditional material. He was a song collector himself. He's one of the Copper family of Rotting Dean in Sussex. And, well, you're going to have to find out about the Copper family yourselves if you don't already know. Come on. Do you expect me to do all the work?
How about that then, eh?
Those valiant men who turn an eager eye to see afar off heaven in a far off distant sky. All those deeply in your dead boys and barbershop quartet boys. They won't care if they were free or if they were drowned at sea. With whiskey, Bob Copper and me. Oh, you brave, brave girls, and we well may call you brave. Shoulder to shoulder, smiling and saved. Davy's playing, Shirley's singing. It's the weekend, England's winning. We know the Lord our souls will keep. The more we know, the less we sleep. That's whiskey, Bob Copper. Spurs us along the wind across the downs, the beauty of a song on that blissful day. many will repent. Some are bound for glory, some are bound for hell. When the world is slipped away, and at last we see his face, when our Maker calls us home, and we're all in this alone. Oh Lord, we'll give our sorry hearts to thee. Whiskey, Bob Copper, Whiskey, Bob Copper, Whiskey, Bob Copper, and
there you go, Whiskey, Bob Copper and me, Linda Thompson from her album Versatile Heart. And one of the finest days of my life was spent in the company of Bob Copper and Seamus Ennis, the great Irish piper and singer and storyteller and folk song collector. Bill Leader had been recording a box set of the Copper family called A Song for Every Season. I think it was called A Song for Every Season, or yeah, A Song for Every Season. Great, great collection of English country songs. And Bill took me down with him to Rottingdean to just top and tail one of the tracks in the house. And we did that and then sat down, and Seamus came in. He was in, been in the garden. And we just sat down and the whiskey came out. And in that beautiful, warm summer English afternoon, I just sat and listened to these two old-timers talking about folk music and talking about their experiences and talking about life on the road as musicians and singers and song collectors. And it was one of the most amazing afternoons of my life, and a day for which I just say thank you to Bill, because without him it would never, of course, have happened, as so many things in the folk world would not have happened. One time I went over to Canada and I ended up crossing the border into Buffalo, and it was there I heard this next guy at the Buffalo University Folk Festival. Leon Redbone was completely new to me. I'd never come across him, didn't know him. And there he was singing, this very eccentric guy dressed as almost like a riverboat captain, with a sort of riverboat captain's hat and a white jacket and white trousers. And he had a silver-topped cane. And we were sat down and the bar had shut. And it had been a long night. We'd been playing and singing. And I said, damn it, the bar's shut. Or words to that effect. And he just unscrewed the top off his cane. And it was hollow and was full of Jack Daniels. So there you go. What could we do but make sure that the walking stick didn't end up getting waterlogged or whiskey logged, and we drank it all. Great character, no longer with us, but from his album On the Track. And here's a very strong connection with the earlier part of show one when I was talking about my mum. This is another song that my mum used to sing. Is it a folk song? Yes. It's called Lazy Bones. It was written by Hoagy Carmichael. But the way that Leon Redbone and my mum used to do it, it certainly is a folk song.
You expect to get your day's work done. You never get your day's work done. Lying in the noonday sun, lazy bones, sleeping in the shade. How you gonna get your calm you made? You never get your calm you made. Lying in the noonday shade, when the taters need spraying, I bet you keep praying the bugs fall off the vine. And when you go fishing, I bet you keep wishing the fish don't grab at your line. Lazy bones, loafing through the day, how'd you expect to make a dime that way? You'll never make a dime that way. Never have what I say.
Lazy Bones from Leon Redbone's album On the Track. And my mum used to sing it almost as good as that, but she couldn't play the mouth organ and she couldn't whistle. When I talked before about how exciting it was and joyous to be able to bring new performers, musicians and singers onto the show, particularly when I was doing the BBC show, which reached, I think, about 800,000 at its prime, it was great. Musicians and singers like Kareem Polwart, Sam Kelly, Seth Lakeman, Hugh McLennan and Julie Fowlis, being able to bring their music to a listening audience was something I was deeply and still am deeply proud of, particularly when the music is hard-hitting and challenging. And one young guy I came across and was really chuffed to meet when I was on tour doing a little comedy show tour about 8 years back is Joe Solo, who comes from the northeast, not quite Newcastle, that sort of North Yorkshire area up there. And his work, he's been described as a punk folk singer, which is just a shorthand way, I suppose, of trying to describe somebody incredibly complex, deeply interesting, very intelligent, gets right inside the subjects and deals with his material in, I think, in a really fresh and raw way without any of the corners smoothed off. You get what you see. And this is his version of a song that he didn't write himself. He's written loads and loads of great songs, but I love this version of the song that was made famous, I think, by Paul Young, but written by John Hurley and Ronnie Wilkins. And it's the Love of the Common People, which I think is just one of the greatest songs ever written. Made a hit in January 1967 by the Four Preps, but I think Joe Solo's version is up there with the best of them.
Living on free food tickets, water in the milk from the hole in the roof where the rain came through. But what can you do? You can't move. You got tears from your little sister, crying cause she don't have a dress without a patching for the party to go. Well, you know she'll get by cause she's living the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Papa's gone by you a dream to cling to. Mama gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. It's a good thing you don't have bus fares, cause they fall through that hole in your pocket and you lose them when there's snow on the ground. gotta walk in the town to get a job, and you're trying to keep your hands warm, but that old and your show lets the snow come through and it chills you to the bone. So you better go home where it's warm and you can live in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of the family man. Papa gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. Dreams ain't easy, but the closer the knit, then the tighter the fit, and the chills stay away. Take it in your stride. You got your pride and your faith in your friends and relations. With that all of their love and their warm conversations, you ain't got a prayer, but he is strong. It's where you belong, and you can live in the love and come people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Papa's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama gonna love you just as much as she can. Living the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Papa's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama gonna love you just as much as she can. Living the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Papa's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama gonna love you just as much as she can. And she.
Joe Solo with Love of the Common People from his album Forwards is Just Backwards in Reverse. Now, our front room floor, well, it wasn't the front room, it was the only room we had, really. We had a room in the kitchen. That was it, living room, front room, library, and everything all in one. Anyway, the floor of our room was home over the years to many people like Christy Moore, the Dransfields, Nick Jones, Tony Rose, Dave Berland, Bob Davenport, Watt Nickel, Dick Gocken, and many, many more. I got the reputation for a while of making the best pea soup in England, the Dransfields told me, because what I used to do is buy a leg of pork, the bottom end of the leg, not the whole leg, ankle and calf, I suppose you'd call it, and I'd boil that for a couple of days, and then add loads of peas, yellow peas in it, and cook it forever with onions and spices and stuff, and that would feed us when we got back from the club on a Sunday night. Good stuff. And there were great days. Two of the lads who stayed with us and stayed for a couple of days were Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick. They had a gig locally the next day and spent some time in the house just practising and rehearsing and just going through stuff, drinking cups of tea and yarning. And Swarb had not long got a new mandolin. He picked it up, I think, in a second-hand shop in Leeds for something like 10 quid, I believe. Ridiculous money when you think it was a Gibson A-style mandolin. Fantastic instrument. Anyway, the two of them were in our house and they played a couple of things, including this, which later appeared on a fabulous album called Rags, Reels and Airs with the late and great Dizz Dizzley, of course. But this is the late Dave Swarbrick, one of the greatest musicians on the planet, with Martin Carthy and Dill Pickles' Rag. What a cracking tune this is. Thank you. The Oldham Tinkers used to say. Wonderful stuff. Dill Pickles Rug from the album Rugs, Reels and Airs. Diz Dizley on guitar, Martin Carthy on guitar, and Dave Swarbrick on mandolin. I'm going to stay in Manchester just briefly for the next little bit of a story because I'm going to play a track by Ralph McTell. I'm going to play Streets of London simply because I know he's written so many other great, great songs. Songs like Factory Girl, Maginot Waltz, Bentley and Craig, Peppers and Tomatoes, From Claire to Here. But this song, for me, is one of the most perfect of all folk songs. It's a little bit like Dave Goulder's January Man. It's just perfection in itself. Ralph has been a pal for many, many years, more than either of us cares to remember. He came with me on the, well, he did a day's walking with me on the Pennine Way when I did it from north to south to raise money for charity. And he came all the way from London and came over Penny Ghent with me and had a good time together. We've always had great crack and we've appeared on stage together a good few times. And on one never-to-be-forgotten occasion, I blotted me copybook. I was comparing a folk festival at Platt Fields, Manchester, and I blame the heat. It was a roaring hot day. We don't get many of those in Manchester, the rainy city, as you know, but it was a baking hot day, and there were about 2,000, 3,000 people sprawled out there in Platt Fields, and there was the stage with the marquee top over it and what have you, and it was roasting, and I was just slaking my thirst with Boddington's best bitter, mea culpa, mea culpa. And I wasn't the best compere in the world anyway, but Ralph was due to appear on stage, I think it was at 1:30. And at 1:15, I looked at my watch and I thought, well, there's 15 minutes to kill. So I just grabbed my guitar and I said, I'll just sing you a daft song till the good stuff comes on. And I sang, and then I looked at my watch again and it was still 1:15. So I sang another song and then I looked at my watch again and it was still 1:15. And then a voice from the audience shouted, Ardyn, you're drunk and your watch has died.
Have you seen the old man in the closed-down market? Kicking up the paper with his worn-out shoes. In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags. She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind. In the all-night cafe at 11:15, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely? Don't say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with metal ribbons that he wears. In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind.
The streets of London. And as I always say back announcing that song, nothing's changed. Now, I'm back in Manchester every Tuesday night. A group of us gather in a pub in the city centre for a session of Irish traditional music, and one of the lads there is Matt Fahey, who was also at St Bede's College with me in Manchester, the grammar school I was sent to for passing me 11 plus, where we suffered the worst excesses together of that Catholic gulag, that Guantanamo with priests that still gives me nightmares. Matt was also part of the gang that played the Clarence every Sunday, as I mentioned before. And he's a great singer and guitarist and member of that band that, since the COVID pandemic, have not been doing very much work at all, but they are fabulous, the House Devils. And here's Matt Fahey with the House Devils from the album Farewell to Old Ireland with the beautiful ballad The Month of January.
It was in the month of January, all in the frost and snow, as through the woods and valleys my true love she didn't go. It was there I spied a pretty fair maid with a salt tear in her eye. She held a baby in her arms, bitterly did cry, saying cruel was my father who barred the door on me, and cruel was my mother, such a terrible sight to see, and cruel was that false young man who changed his love for gold.
and cruel were the wintry winds that pierced my heart with cold. For the taller that a pine tree grows, the sweeter is the bark, and the fairer that a young man speaks, the falser is his heart. For they'll kiss you and caress you till they think they have you won. Then go away and leave you all for some other one. Come on, you pretty, fair young maids, a warning take by me, and never try and build your nest on the top of any tall tree. For the green leaves, they will wither, and the branches will decay, like the blushes of a false young man will soon all fade away.
The month of January from the House Devils album Farewell to Old Ireland, and on pipes you heard Matt Walklate there, who also plays the most amazing blues harmonica, an amazing traditional Irish harmonica too. Check him out, Matt Walklate, and also check out Matt Fahey and the lads there in the House Devils. I think their albums are still just about available. And, oh, by the way, Street Angel House Devil, that's where the name of the band comes from. My gran used to say that about me as well, when people would say, he's a lovely, well-behaved lad, that Michael, isn't he? And my gran would say, him, Street Angel, House Devil, etc. Now, before the pandemic, the core Manchester City Centre session house was the Jolly Angler pub. Sadly, because of the pandemic and because the brewery have sold it off, it's going to be turned into a block of high-rise flats for students. But at one time in the Jolly, you would hear some of the best Irish traditional music and song ever. Some of the regulars there, Dave Lim, Paul Callick and Tony Trundle, founded a band called Long Note. They made two albums. Regular listeners to this show who've been with me for the last 7 or 8 years might remember that I've played them a couple of times. And they're just a marvellous band. They were just amazing. They are great musicians. Tony's a great singer as well. And they knew how to produce great albums of the best music. They weren't discovered and lauded, and they didn't have a great career touring the world, but I think they're wonderful and I love their stuff. This is One More Dollar from their first album, simply called Long Note. And I know Tony Trundle's in Kinvara at the moment, so if anybody hears this show, give him a nudge. I know he's got a new album coming out because he's a great singer-songwriter as well. And I know he's got an album on the stock somewhere. So Tony, this is for you.
A long time ago, I left my home for a job in fruit trees. But I miss those hills and the windy pines. Their songs, they seem to suit me. And I sent my wages to my home, and I said, for the next good crop that comes my way, I'll be home forever. One more dime to show for my day, one more dollar and I'm on never own one more dollar, and I'm going home. No work, said the boss at the bunkhouse door. There's a freeze on the branches. And when the dice came out at the bar downtown, I rolled and I took my chances. One more dime to show for my day. One more dollar, and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar, and I'm going home. A long time ago, I left my home, just a boy chasing 20. Could you spare a coin or a Christian prayer? My luck has turned against me. One more dime to show for my day. One more dollar, and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam.
One More Dollar, the band Long Note from the album of the same name. Just got time for a couple more tracks now. I want to play a track which means a lot to me. How do I explain this? Before the pandemic, I used to spend as much time as I could in Connemara. So I divide my time between the Yorkshire Dales and Connemara and down to Manchester for the sessions, etc. Of course, I've not been to Connemara all that much for the last couple of years because of the restrictions. But before that, I used to go quite a lot and would often spend Tuesday nights in Lowry's Pub in Clifton, which was a great music pub. And the late and wonderful John Gerard Walsh, one of the finest melodeon players in Ireland, was the presiding genius, if you like, over the Tuesday night sessions. And I've had many a great night in his company and a rake of great tunes. They made an album, All the Lads and Lasses Who Go to Tuesday Night at the Lowry's, to raise money for a local charity. And it was recorded live, and it's got the feel of that live session in an Irish pub. The playing is masterly, and the atmosphere is great. Here's a couple of tunes, Jim Ward's and Father O'Flynn, two of my favourite jigs, Tuesday Night at Lowry's, Clifton, County Galway. there were a lot more people there, and they did clap, but I don't think they were close enough to the microphone. From the album Live at Larry's, that was a couple of cracking tunes there. The last one was Father O'Flynn, and the one before it was Tom Ward's, or Tom Ward's Downfall. Now, I thought long and hard about how to finish this show, which I must say, in case you didn't know or you've forgotten from the month before, was the idea of Steve Morley, who's an actor, a writer and a playwright, amongst many others. Oh, and an artist as well. I forgot that. Anyway, it was Steve's idea. He said, why don't you just do your own sort of Desert Island Discs, and you can play the whole track and you can talk about the tracks as much as you like, which I have sort of done. I could have played another 100 tracks and told you another 100 stories, but they'll go in the book, which doesn't have a title so far, but I am working on it, about my life as a folkie on the road and beyond. So thanks ever so much to Steve for having the idea in the first place. Thanks to you lot for listening. Keep well, look after yourselves, and don't let the buggers grind you down. And, well, the last song, it's one of my favourite songs ever, written by Mary Asquith. It's called Closing Time. And I was going to play Mary's version of it, but somebody said, why don't you play your version, my version, that I recorded on an album way back called Plutonium Alley. And I thought, no, I don't like playing my stuff. It just feels boastful and crap and it's gross. But then I thought, well, I'll play it because it's also a tribute to Mary, who was a brilliant singer, a lovely woman, and one of the finest songwriters I've ever come across. And this is a great song. And that's it. Take care. Ta-ra.
When they lift the lid on the Delta Kid and find there's nothing there but old bleach bones, some stepping stones, and a heart that doesn't care. False promises and secrets that no one wants to know. So now I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. Well, the chances that the kid once had have all gone down the drain, and lovers were lost in a sentimental softening of the brain. The tears are like a torrent, but it's all part of the show. Now I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. All the times were bad, and all the friends you've had are immortalized in song, but you never really knew them and you stayed away too long. It seems that you were only guessing and that you didn't really know. So now I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. All your words are cold and they make me old, with fingering about the way things never are and the way they never were. We've paid till we are paupers and we reel with every blow. So now I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. So when you're throwing your money round, don't buy a drink for me. You treat me like a stranger now, so that's what I must be. And I wouldn't have you spend so much on one that you don't know. So now I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. But it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go right on. But it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go right on. But it's closing time. I believe.